On this day, May 13th, 1607, the greatest potential in human history began. We'll tell you about it. Let's get started. On this day, May 13th, 1607, the English colonists, along with John Smith, landed near the James River in Virginia. Now, nations have come and gone for thousands of years, and their dreams have died with them. In the late 1500s, there was another attempt to build a nation, and this time, though, it was unique. There was nothing quite like it before. Now, if we were to travel back in time, say to 1607 Jamestown, we probably wouldn't have noticed anything special. These folks looked like thousands of years of status quo. They hadn't advanced very far at all. Their boats weren't even an upgrade from Columbus's day, and for that matter, they looked like the boats that sailed the Mediterranean 1,000 years before that. Even their shovels, axes, and hoes weren't much different than the ones used in ancient China. Their farming methods weren't much different, and we could say the same about their clothes and medicines, too. Now, of the first 9,000 settlers, only about 1,000 survived. Imagine that, not a very good start. But what made Jamestown unique was its potential. You see, these folks came from Europe where governments ran the show economically, politically, and religiously. That was what was going on in the world for thousands of years. The government ran the show. But in the New World, while at first they imitated bad habits of the Old World, they were able to make improvements. They were free to have trial and error and develop themselves. Now, on the economic side, people weren't completely free to develop their talents at first in Jamestown. They tried a form of communism for a while, or corporatism, which was a miserable failure. And when that failed, they replaced it with free enterprise, and this changed things for the better. Now, not too long after that, they also made political advancements. In 1619, they set up the first representative assembly in America, where people created laws through their chosen representatives. This was the beginning of the free institutions in America, and a descendant of Thomas Jefferson was one of the reps in that first assembly. You know, things weren't perfect, but they developed. That's the key. So from these first settlers in Virginia came their famous descendants, men like Jefferson, Madison, Washington, Mason, and others. Those guys stood on the shoulders of giants and improved what was passed on to them. Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. George Mason wrote the Bill of Rights. George Washington was the hero of the war and the first president. They benefited from the experience of that colonial period and those first Virginia settlers. Now, as for religion, at first the people were religiously controlled by the state, but eventually freedom was granted in that area too. Just look at how far we've advanced since Jamestown, economically, politically, and religiously. We have advanced from the Speedwell to cruise liners, from monarchy to a representative republic, from state-forced religion to freedom to worship or not worship as we please. In Federalist Paper Number 1, Alexander Hamilton said that the founders were political philanthropists. They prayed that America would become a blessing to the world, and it was. Now, at the beginning, I said civilizations have risen and fallen, and their dreams were buried with them. This is a fact of history. The progress we've made since Jamestown can be reversed if we're not careful. We are never more than one untaught generation from forgetting our principles and, as a result, losing our freedoms and our prosperity. Now, we recognize Jamestown as the beginning of America because it was the first permanent settlement, but they didn't know that at the time. Things were very much in doubt for them. They even packed up and started going home until somebody came and rescued them, so they almost abandoned the whole experiment. But they worked hard and they put their principles into practice, and they succeeded. Where are we at today? Are there times we feel like just packing up and giving up? Let's not do that. Our best days can still be ahead of us, as they were for Jamestown. But we too have to work hard and put principles into practice and pass these on unvarnished to the next generation. Our best days can be ahead of us. Guess what? It's up to us. It's up to us if we want to be political philanthropists.